You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from trombonist Israel Butler from his album Congo Lament. That was the title track, with Doug Lawrence on the tenor, Dave Loeb on the piano, Steve Flora on bass, and Bob Chimmel on drums. New album before that from Seattle-based composer and vocalist Kelsey Mines, off of the album Everything Sacred, Nothing Serious. That was the title track, and that group sees her working with flautist Elsa Nilsson, trombonist Bessera Tavess, pianist John Hansen, guitarist Danilo Silva, and drummer Makaro Majiga. Music out of the west coast of Canada before that, a solo album from guitarist Bill Kuhn. From the album Standard Elegance, we heard And I Love Her. And the set started with music from New York City-based Korean composer and conductor Rin Seo. From the album City Suite, we heard City Suite Part 1, The Big Apple, a track featuring pianist Adam Birnbaum. Thank you.
Il était toujours en retard, se tenait souvent à l'écart.
Croyait défier le hasard en trinquant son verre accoudé au bar. Cœur solitaire, cherche jeune fille, un peu timide et mal habile. Cœur solitaire, cherche demoiselle, au nez mignon, pourquoi pas belle. Dans un 1,5, coin du Lutérus Saint-Denis, pratiquer son astronomie en changeant d'univers au creux de son lit. Cœur solitaire, cherche un garçon un peu rebelle et fanfaron. Cœur solitaire, cherche compagnon aventurier, mais pas trop con.
Thank you. is bird note. Over 12,000 miles across at its widest point, you might think the Pacific Ocean is a barrier that even high-flying birds can't cross. Think again. Some species make the trip every year as part of their life cycle. Ancient Polynesians knew long ago that birds crossed the world's largest ocean, and they used the movements of birds across the Pacific to help navigate during long sea voyages. Today, GPS tracking technology is revealing the incredible details of birds' migrations over the water. After breeding in Alaska, shorebirds called Pacific golden plovers fly all the way to the South Pacific, thousands of miles and several days' flight away. During the spring migration, bar-tailed godwits break up their trip from New Zealand to Alaska with a stop in the Yellow Sea off the coast of East Asia. But for their winter migration, they fly from North America to New Zealand without stopping. The longest recorded godwit journey is over 8,000 miles of uninterrupted flight. While there's a lot we know about bird migration, exactly